What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Ronayne, county executive, he's talking tough. Senate plan, it's going to have the unclaimed funds for the Browns Dome. We're talking almost $5 billion. Daryl got $50 back on the unclaimed funds.
Yeah,
he looked it up.
Heck
so
yeah.
The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, you're not going to use his $50 to build your new windows in your new stadium there. Find someone else's $50. Daryl's got it. But yeah, you can go ahead and do it. I didn't realize that. Hey, money's money. Go ahead and take it. That's fine. Daryl should frame the 50.
That would be good.
And be like, this is my PSL right here. The $50 of unclaimed funds.
Yeah, Daryl yesterday, he...
Daryl's got everything else in a frame. You don't think he'd frame that one?
Unleashed a... It was a deluge of tweets yesterday about this stadium situation.
I love him.
And then I love the pushback he's getting, too.
I know.
Because he's right in the middle of it.
Yep. He is mixing it up, and I love him. 216-474-0092. Josh on the road. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Josh.
So, I'm young, but I remember. Does anyone get a sense of deja vu right now? Because this is smacking of like 30, 35 years ago. If we recall, back in the day, Art Modell wanted in on the Gateway Project, and the city told him to kick rocks. So he did, and he took the city to Baltimore.
Well, how old are you, Josh?
I'm 40.
Oh, okay, so we're in the same age. See, I've heard different tellings of these stories, that he didn't want to get in the Gateway. He owned that big stadium. He wanted to renovate that stadium, which was impossible. I mean, you think about just the bones of the thing and what stadiums are now, but either way. See, well, we've all heard differing things about this.
Okay, well, my point stands on this, and I'm going to make that point here in a second. Mm-hmm. The city of Cleveland just refuses to play ball, and... You know, they could find a way, and they've had this opportunity for the last 30 years to work this problem, and they just keep kicking the can down the road, and they own the building now. You know, so why aren't, if you want to keep the Browns downtown, why haven't you made any overtures or, you know, done any planning over the last 30 years to make it sustainable?
Well, I really don't think that they were thinking like, you know, once the stadium was built, they were like, all right, stadium's built. And I think it was very much hand-to-mouth. They wanted to get the team back. They got the team back. Stadium was built. There it is. And we knew that we built it in a hurry along a lakefront, which it certainly could take a pounding there, right? So we knew all that. I don't think the people 30 years ago were thinking in these terms of what a mayor who was a child then, I mean, he's a 30-something-year-old man, so we were children then, was a child then, it would be thinking about now in 2025 and beyond. But I do think that the opinions have changed. I think then it was very important to keep three professional sports teams playing in downtown Cleveland. It is not my opinion, Josh, I thank you very much for the call on this. It is my opinion here that they are fine with, I think that the people at City Hall are fine with the Guardians and Cavs playing in downtown, having their things downtown, and they are fine with using that land for other opportunities, whether it be a smaller venue that they can put women's soccer there, we've heard about that, or other events there, and then they can build whatever they want to build along the lakefront and actually have it to be usable instead of what that big, long airport is, and then just everything else where it's a lot of industrial stuff, which is fine. I know you still got to make your money there, but it is weird. You have this great big lakefront that everybody's been talking about using for the last 100 years, and you really don't get to use it, except for the far west side.
To the caller, like, you know, don't forget, the Haslams obviously want something that, you know, they're not really going to be able to get where they are, which is they want control of the parking. They want to be able to have retail. And I do understand, like, you know, there is the question of how much it's kind of like whack-a-mole, right? Like with the Bedrock project that is already, you know, under construction on the riverfront, you know, you have all these kind of competing areas. And I know it's like, hey, if they build it, they will come. But will they in Northeast Ohio? How many different areas can support this kind of infrastructure? You know, that ultimately is going to be the question. And the Haslams, you know, they're not able to make as much money as they want to make where the stadium is presently located. So you have some movers and shakers who want to get a hold of that.
You know, ultimately, I think that what Bob Kraft did so many years ago is the template for what everybody else wants to do. It is the Patriot Place situation. Remember, that was if you go back, and I remember we had Bob Ryan on years ago talking about this and the tug and the pull of what it was going to be. They were going to play in Hartford, Connecticut at one point there. And then he got what he wanted, where he built this great big retail location with bars and shopping and restaurants and hotels around that area. Basically, I don't know where Foxborough lies or in terms of Boston, but I'm told it's out in the sticks as compared to that. This is not out in the sticks. I find Brook Park to be pretty easy to get to from downtown Cleveland because I have to make that drive. But I know a lot of people seem to be very upset because they're traditionalists and they want the stadium downtown. And to those folks, I'm really sorry about that. This is the way this is going to go, and I've accepted it, and that's fine by me. And I know that a lot of people, they say, well, they're not going to go to the new stadium. Okay, but I'm willing to bet that a lot of people will. If Buffalo is able to get that many people, what they claim, that are lining up to buy tickets and PSLs for that open-air stadium, which I'm sure will be beautiful and opulent and all those other things, then I'm sure we'll be able to get plenty of people who are willing to walk into the stadium in late December and take off their jacket and be comfortable to watch Browns football and hopefully get loud over a team that's much better than this one. 216-474-0092. Did Tom Thibodeau's situation show you what the Cavs face? I'm going to say something that's going to be taken very negative. I'm trying not to be that way because I'm a positive person. Is the clock already running on Kenny Atkinson? Because I thought Tom Thibodeau did a good job.
The honeymoon is over.
It's not that the honeymoon's over. I just think the honeymoon abruptly ends in the NBA. Like, it is so much. I don't want to turn this in. I don't want to make the same mistakes I made with J.B. Bickerstaff where I start looking for problems with these guys. But you remember during the final or during the Eastern Conference playoffs, we didn't get to the Eastern Conference finals. We lost to the Indiana Pacers. There was some questions about when to challenge, not challenging. Okay, those are basic questions. But I remember with JB, we kept looking for whatever problem we could find with JB because you and I knew this was it, that he was on his way out. Tom Thibodeau, I've been hearing that over the entire playoffs. They beat the Celtics, and I thought, man, this is it. You're not going to criticize him anymore. Nope, he's out on his ass as of this morning. Are we just waiting for – are we in perpetual waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to a head coach of the NBA? Like, I think a lot of people – I think his approval rating is very high. I think that a lot of people like Kenny Atkinson. But I could see by this time next year, if you run this back, because you might have to, and you end up in the same place next year, maybe even if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, is the Eastern Conference Finals good enough for Cavs fans? Depends on who you lose to in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if it is. And I bet you're going to get that groundswell. Or do we really have the same guys? Because it's harder and harder to just switch out these players. It's harder to do so. But you can always switch out a coach, as we see in the NBA. Constantly. I mean, good God, look at the Suns.
Yeah, that's what's amazing about all this is Thibodeau was actually the sixth longest tenured coach in the NBA going into last year.
Years.
And that's just 5 years.
Yeah.
And more, when it, especially with the double apron world, and it's tougher to kind of reimagine these teams on the fly, especially if you've gone all in. The Knicks have gone all in. They've used up all their assets. The Cavs have gone all in. They've used up all their assets. That the only thing left to do is to do what? Tweak assistants, tweak the coach.
Yeah.
Or hope for internal development. Yeah, maybe that's a big reason why the Cavs brought back the exact same core last year, saved, you know, Ty Jerome, bringing him to the mix, and then changing your head coach. So it does get interesting. If a year from now the Cavs were unable to get out of the second round again, or let's say they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I told you the other day, I'm like, man, if they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, that's another step they took. And you were like, yeah, but the goal is to win a championship.
Yeah.
And can they really win a championship? I think the Knicks with this move are saying they don't think they have any shot to win the championship. You know, if they just bring everything back.
Okay, but...
Even though they got to the Final Four.
So what is it that Tom Thibodeau does so wrong that's going to stop them... Would that stop them from winning a championship? Because I look at the two teams and what they were. You know damn well, if Jason Tatum wouldn't have had happened to him what happened to him, I think the Celtics are in that series, and perhaps they go on to win that series. Let's call it what it is. So what does firing Tom Thibodeau have to do with anything? So now I'm fighting... You see, this is what I hate. I'm more defensive of Tom Thibodeau in a situation I really don't care about because I'm comparing it to the Cavs, where I should have been more defensive maybe of J.B. Bickerstaff. J.B. Bickerstaff did a fine job. He's doing a great job up in Detroit.
Well,
he's doing
a great job.
And Kenny, maybe I'm going to overcompensate and be so defensive of Kenny because, you know, they run this thing back and you lose even in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to be hell on earth in here.
Well, what have we talked about at the end of the season? Mental toughness, physical toughness. And injuries, right? That's what came up at the end of the year. Kobe Altman talking, Kenny Atkinson talking, and the players have talked. And a lot of the fans have pushed back. Anytime we've talked about maybe changing the core, maybe pivoting a little bit, fans said injuries, injuries, injuries. Okay, even with the injuries, if this team is healthy, the question we've all got to sit here and dwell on and answer is, do we have a championship team or not? Can this team, let's say they would have been healthy, would they have had a legitimate chance to win the championship? In the regular season, I thought yes. And then I saw them in the playoffs again, and yes, they had injuries, and the Miami Heat series was incredible. But against the Pacers, wondering, and I guess we'll see what happens with the Pacers against Oklahoma City, does this team have a championship? The Knicks were saying with this dismissal, they did not think they really had a chance to win the championship.
216-474-0092. I want to ask you guys, I still think this can be a championship team, but... that makes me have to force myself to say the Eastern Conference Finals are not good enough. If they aren't good enough for the Knicks, they sure as hell ain't good enough for us. We won 60 games. We're the one with the good young nucleus here. We're the ones that stood pat. We're the ones who were as patient as we possibly could be. 216-474-0092. Is the Eastern Conference Finals good enough? And is this a championship team? I think you can have opposite questions or opposite answers to those questions. I don't know if you can have the same. I found this during the break. I couldn't believe this. This was sent to me. I didn't realize this. I thought it was nuts. It took me a minute to grasp it. Bovada, who they usually send us their emails, and I must have just accidentally X'd over it because there's a bunch of them, whatever. I was trying to get to a Guardians email earlier this morning about making sure about who's pitching tomorrow. Bovada has their odds for the Knicks going in. This is going into the next. This is the next head coach of the Knicks. Best odds, Johnny Bryant, Cavs assistant head coach, plus 240. Number two is Kenny Atkinson at plus 400. You understand this is coming off a conversation we just had. I did not see this until 5 minutes ago.
No, sad thing is this was sent to me yesterday, and I skimmed. I went to the top name, which was Johnny Bryant. Then I looked down, and I saw Jay Wright. And so you're just skimming, looking for big names. I'm looking for Mike Malone.
Oh, my God. This is what happened. I saw Johnny Bryant. I must have just passed Kenny Atkinson because I saw Mark Jackson go, how is Mark Jackson still on these odds things? It's been over a decade since he's been the head coach in the NBA, and he's always on these things. And I'm like, the normal names of Barrejo, you know, Cassell's been brought up, Vogel, obviously, Budenholzer. I just passed up Kenny Atkinson. I didn't even think about it. And we're a year away from all this. Because this is what this is. If we don't get to the East, if we don't get to the finals, not the Eastern Conference Finals, I think we got to skip a step now. If we don't make it to the finals, I think this is the same conversation we're having next year. There will be people calling in to fire Kenny Atkinson. They're calling Karl-Anthony Towns everything but a nice person and a breathing human being over in New York right now. I mean, this is where it's at. And I think that we're getting close to that conversation this year with them losing in the second round again with Darius, with Jared Allen. I still think Donovan's untouchable. Evan Mobley, I don't know if that's a third rail to some people, but he is with me. But I'm telling you, man, when it comes to this, I think the Knicks are just us in power mode right now. And I think next year is probably that time.
Well, I would say this. Throughout the season, we had all, and rightfully so, talked about the coaching advantage of Kenny Atkinson. And even though at times I was like, well, guys, yeah, I mean, he has Ty Jerome now. Evan Mobley's, his offseason was huge, in which Kenny Atkinson wasn't even really there much in the offseason. So I didn't know how much credit to give to Kenny, but it was pretty clear that the players were talking so positively about Kenny that to them it made a difference. And sometimes that's half the battle. Like, the players have to feel, you know, good in that league, right? I mean, we talk about that all the time. Once the players are down on the coach, the GMs, the owners of this league, they just remove the coach out of the equation. Because in that league, they don't think the coaches are nearly as important as they are in maybe the other sports.
I think there's some cases where they are special. But, I wonder with Greg Popovich, does he want to stay? And then you
look
had the health situation.
Kenny, look at Miami.
I told you, I said Spoelstra could want to go. Why stay?
But Spoelstra, we all would agree over the last, decade plus, even longer than that, since the first LeBron and Wade run, that Spoelstra was considered around the league to be one of the preeminent coaches, one of the coaches that had been a big part of the, quote, Heat culture. Guys, you saw the Heat team we played. Those guys wanted nothing to do with that place. Yeah. They were done. They were done with their coach. Yeah. And you saw it in Boston. We thought, how many years ago, weren't we saying that Brad Stevens was one of the biggest advantages in all of the NBA? And then the players were done with him, and what'd they do? They're like, well,
we
can't let him go. He's too important to the fabric of everything we do.
Put him up in the front office.
So they got him out of coaching and then moved him up. The players had tuned him out. So it happens. The players start tuning out coaches in this league, and then what other devices do you have as an organization?
It's very weird how I think these two franchises are really connected in what they're trying to do with the Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they're so connected with the type of players that they got. I mean, they went and they got Jalen Brunson. We went and we got Donovan Mitchell. I mean, you hear some of the Knicks fans, they had wanted Donovan Mitchell until they find out that Jalen Brunson is such a great player, and he is. We got rid of a coach a year earlier. They got rid of a coach just this year. They want to make another trade. We haven't made a big trade since Donovan Mitchell. I mean, there's been some things here and there, but we haven't made that big trade. We really haven't had the wherewithal to do so. I think that these are two teams that are frustrated right now. And I think it becomes even more frustrated because I brought this up. There's teams that are really, really good, and they make you do stupid things to try to catch them. And I think we dealt with that when we saw the Golden State Warriors. I think we dealt with that with the Cavs to some level, where teams wanted to catch LeBron and wanted to catch the Cavs, and they ended up sinking their own ship. But I didn't realize the frustration, I think, that we're seeing around the NBA with the Eastern Conference and with the New York Knicks, where how did the Pacers get past us here? You have Tyrese Halliburton, which I think is a respectful player, and then a bunch of guys that people can't pick out of a phone book. Let's be honest, for a lot of fans, I know that bothers you, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think they should be paying.
Yeah, Pascal Siakam, this is now like three great playoff runs he's been on, but I get it. Most people do not know. And
a basketball guy like you, you respect Pascal Siakam, so that's a high crime for me to say. But it's Tyrese Halliburton, his dad, and then a bunch of guys you couldn't pick out of a phone book. And I think with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks, we're going, cut Karl-Anthony Towns. Ooh, we got Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is one of the biggest things in New York, and if you're one of the biggest things in New York, that means you're one of the biggest things in the world. Donovan Mitchell, highly respected basketball player, all-NBA type of player. We got the next big thing in Evan Mobley. This is a big basketball town. We're losing to the Pacers? What the hell is going on over here? One team's trying to be judicious about it. The other team, I mean, who knows what they're willing to do?
Well, the bigger thing here that I have about Kenny Atkinson is it just seemed part of the issue is it just didn't seem like Kenny Atkinson gave you any kind of an advantage in the playoffs. Like, we thought we were just going to be able to draft off of the successes of the regular season. I was one of them, by the way. I was guilty. I thought for sure that a lot of the things we were accessing in the regular season was just going to carry on through to the playoffs. Well, all of a sudden, what happens in the postseason? You have those injuries. Mm-hmm. Even though you had everybody healthy, people will forget down the road, but you had everybody healthy in game five. And it didn't seem to matter. Like,
were they really healthy or were they just available?
They played.
I know.
Yeah, they played. But you know, you look around the final four teams, like the guys sometimes are stumbling to the finish, and it just sucked. Like mentally, like I saw Darius Garland get by guys in game five, and then he was just biffing layups. So it was clear that the physical.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, then turned into the metal. And what we can't have again next year, we cannot have a situation where you get knocked out again in the second round. And it seems like you are getting either outcoached, a combination of outplayed. And that was what was so hard. Rick Carlisle, like, kind of seemed to everybody that he outcoached our guy in that run.
216-474-0092. Hey, real quick before I move on with this. I don't even know how this works. How important is Kenny Atkinson to the organization? To the Cavs? Is he that important?
I mean, it seemed like it this year,
okay,
right?
I'm just saying, if he's that important, you can't trade him for picks, can you?
Oh,
you can't trade him for
put it in the trade machine.
Don't kill me for it. I'm just asking.
No, I do.
We don't have a first rounder till like 2031.
Mm-hmm.
Can you trade Kenny for a first?
Yeah, the problem is
I'm sure I don't know what the Yankees or the Knicks have.
The next picks suck. You know, they're a Final Four team.
Still more swings. You want more at bats? You can get more at bats. Dan Dockett's going to join us at 8:02. Sam Monson, I asked him this question yesterday. He's formerly PFF. He's on the Check the Mic podcast with Steve Palazzolo, also formerly PFF. And I asked him whether or not, and I don't think they would be, but I asked him whether or not Joe Flacco, if the Browns would be wasting their time this year with Joe Flacco. Are we wasting our time in the grand scheme of things, though, with Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I think so. The Browns are set up now this season to basically buy time to next season. But then drafting two of those guys, you know, Dillon Gabriel and then eventually Shedeur Sanders later, it gives you breathing space. You know, you got time effectively to keep everyone's interest, to sell people on the idea of, you know, give the young kids a chance. And then if the whole thing unspools around our ears, we can throw in old man Joe Flacco and he'll buy us another few games. And before you know it, you're at next offseason. And that's when we can actually focus on finding the real quarterback.
I didn't like that answer. I respect Sam Monson greatly, but I didn't like that answer.
Albert Breer didn't like it either.
And I'm glad that the afternoon guys asked Albert Breer the same thing. It made me feel a lot better.
I mean, we don't know what Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel even look like in like a full-on NFL practice yet. I have a hard time saying that without knowing exactly what they are, because if they aren't ready, that's not fair to the other guys to play them. I understand like that 30,000-foot view. I used to think that way. Well, like, let's just find out what we have so we'll be ready to go in 2026. I mean, if you're Myles Garrett, how would you look at that? If you're Denzel Ward, how would you look at that? You'd probably say, like, that's a year of my career, and I don't know how many years I've got left. It's close to even. I totally get the idea of playing the young guy, but we have no idea yet if those guys even have the capability of getting into that ballpark. I think you have to give it to the guy who's clearly your best option.
I hate using this term because it's not a term I ever use, so you're going to think I'm trying to be young here. I'd love to sit there and tell Sam Monson to touch grass. I think you need two types of people. I think you need the Albert Breer type of person. I think you need the Sam Monson type of person. I think you need to look at things through 30,000 feet. You know, I think that if you won seven games with Joe Flacco this year, I didn't waste a damn thing. I'm trying to win football games. We've tried to do this a million times where, hey, we'll just go out and lose and we'll build a culture that way because we'll get high first-round picks and then we'll be able to build a culture with them. Well, you did that. And no offense to Denzel Ward. I'm sure Denzel Ward wants to win. There's not that cultural impact. Myles Garrett, there's a lot of pressure on him. We know there's not that cultural impact. Well, I mean, you quote tanked it out for those guys, so that didn't work already. And so when Sam Monson says, well, you're wasting your time, I don't know if – if I won seven games, that means that some of these rookies and young guys will have had to have contributed. That Jerry Jeudy that you traded for and then you paid, which you didn't pay him that much, it was a good signing, that means Jerry Jeudy would have had to contributed. And if I win seven games this year and the rookies don't play again on a team that's not supposed to be good, then these rookies have proven to me that they are not worth it. Because Lima, you'd have to look at this and go, if it's that open of a competition for quarterback, and you can't be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns if you're a third or a fifth round pick where we just need to look at you, quote unquote, at the end of it, you're probably not an NFL quarterback. You're probably not a guy for them. Because if you're on the lower end of the totem pole where I don't think the Browns are 32nd, but if you're still in the bottom five when it comes to overall roster and you can't get that job, you're probably not a quarterback for this league. It's probably UFL, XFL, whatever the hell they're calling it over there. And that's it. I don't think you're wasting anything by winning seven games. And I know that you've disagreed with me in the past. To get to the middle, I'd rather do it this way. Stop talking about losing games. Get me to seven wins. Get me to eight wins. I don't have to make the playoffs. I'd rather use two first-round picks and trade up and go after a quarterback that way than what we've been trying to do for the last 30 years. I don't think there's any waste of time by winning, Anthony.
Well, that's the whole part of this. It's really tough. They kind of doubled down on the chaotic element of this, making it even tougher on themselves by going with both these quarterbacks, and one of them happens to be the most famous college player coming out after last year. It just adds to, I shouldn't say the stakes necessarily, but it just adds to the confusion on how to go about evaluating what this year is all about. Like, what do you think this year heading in? Normally, most seasons, we could figure it out. Last year, it was Deshaun Watson last stand, right? And then we figured it out. Every year you normally have a push. Like, this is what this season is all about. Like the Eagles, it's can they run it back? For Buffalo and Kansas City, it's easy. Can they get through and win Super Bowls? You know, we know what it is for teams in our division. Like, they're trying to figure out in Cincinnati, does this setup, does their core even work? after what happened last season. What is this season all about for the Cleveland Browns?
I wish I could tell
it's
you.
It's not about Joe figuring out if Joe Flacco can be your franchise quarterback.
But because I don't know, I automatically have to revert to, how about we try to win? How about you actually go out there and try to win football games?
But they're all trying to win. Most teams in the league are trying to win to start out the season.
We haven't in
the
past. Of
the 32 teams, we know most teams are trying to figure out, are they a playoff team? What are you trying to figure out this year for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think the Browns...
Is it about Dylan Gabriel? Is it about Shador Sanders?
Oh, yeah.
Is it about Myles Garrett?
If they would have traded Myles, which I don't care about the contract. If they would have traded Myles, it would have been very clear what they're trying to do. And it would have cleared all this up, and we wouldn't be having this conversation now, would we? Because they wouldn't even have bothered to get Joe Flacco. You are trying to do something in terms of winning. I can't just use a season as a complete evaluation as we've done so before, because those were failures. They were failures. So I'm going to go back to baseline and say this year has to be about winning something, getting to somewhere, winning more. I don't know if it's a championship. I don't know if it's playoffs. I don't know if it's any of that stuff. And it isn't in seriousness. But in winning seven games, I'd at least be able to prove something at the end of it that this isn't a complete and utter cluster. That's what I'm trying to do here. Instead of just this always waiting to try to figure out, well, we'll win in 2037. We'll win in these other years because then we'll eventually put it together. We're always waiting on that. So if you kept Myles and you kept Joel thought good enough to come back. And I'm sure part of it was he makes a fine salary, and that's fine. If you decided to keep all these guys and keep these veterans and not move on from, you're telling me that your goal is to evaluate? You signed Myles Garrett to a great big extension. Your goal is to evaluate? That's nonsensical.
But you see why they're at a crossroads. They have a player. Like I said, had any other GM have taken over the Browns last year and there was a new setup, I think they would have traded Myles Garrett. They would have said, we got to get as many first-round picks and relaunch this thing.
I think that's possible,
especially with the money we have pushed. I mean, Zach Jackson talked about that yesterday.
I know.
All the guys are going to be under contract over the next 3 years that will not be playing for the Cleveland Browns. That is a team at a crossroads, and yet they kept Myles Garrett. They still have Denzel Ward. It's another year of Joel Bitonio. It's another year of Wyatt Teller. It's another year of a lot of these guys, but yet then you bring on two rookies that you're trying to evaluate at quarterback, the most important position of sports. But then, oh, by the way, you went and gave up an asset to get Kenny Pickett, and then you brought in Joe Flacco. Like, there is a lot of things going on in different directions here.
I do this all the time. You said you didn't want to do it yesterday when you were in traffic and you saw a local landscaping magnet.
A home and garden magnet.
Yes.
As I was leaving the grocery store. So I was actually...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Actually, driving into the grocery store, he was leaving. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get on my phone and text him that I just saw him. And then I'm like, what's the point of that?
You were going to wait till a stoplight, of course.
What's the... Well, I was at the grocery store, and I'm waving to him, and he didn't see me. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to text him that I just saw him. And I thought about it longer. I'm like, well, we both happen to go need food for sustenance.
He's not just growing his own?
What's the big misconnection there? I could just text him anytime. What does it matter now that I had a fleeting interaction?
You just decided to not text the Home and Garden magnate?
So I didn't bother.
Why not?
Because I thought to myself, from his point of view, he's going to be leaving. He's going to see the text. And then he's going to confirm, yes, indeed, you saw me in the flesh.
He's not going to turn around and go pick up groceries with you?
I, too, was completing the food pyramid throughout my purchases on the day. Like, what's the point? Like, I think about it in life. It's like, sometimes am I just creating small talk to create small talk? And I've been the king over the years of trying to avoid the small talk. So what's point? What is the
you
end game here?
You don't ever just walk into a room and ask guys about the weather and make that it?
Yeah, so I have, Owen, I've been vehemently against it, except for the people that I have no connection with.
Where the sun falls?
When I can't connect with you as a human, what's left? All that's left in those awkward scenarios where you're boxed in is
I can't wait to talk about
the
school,
is to talk about the small talk.
Oh my God. Listen, brother, you know, I've made a career the last 12 years. I just graduated two small talks down, four left.
You know, there's this woman over the years that she's been doing this for 10 years. She posts her father's checklist of items to talk about at the bar. And every Friday or whatever.
These are friends.
This is with friends. And a lot of those are current events, but a lot of them are definitely small talk capture.
Because I think you're definitely, as your children grow and you're going to have a group of people that you'll see regularly, you know pretty quickly, like, hey, this will be a small talkie. We're going to get 3 minutes interaction. And then you guys met one of the guys that I've been able to forge a longer than 2 or 3 minute conversation with. So they'll stay around and we'll talk to them a little more. But yeah, I think you got to get used to this.
Yeah, you're going to have to get, because I like to do this thing. See, you made me feel like a total freak.
You're fishing.
I recognize people by what they drive. If I know you, like I do this is crazy. I will pull into Fox 8 and I know what they all drive. And they're like, why do you care? I'm like, well, I just want to know who's working today, who's working with me. So, like, I will see what Joe Tui drives and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I go, okay, so-and-so is here, so-and-so is here. And it's, like, not even just, like the engineers, I know what they drive. So I know if they're there or not, and I go, okay, and for whatever reason, it's comforting to me. And then when I'm driving around in the borough, I got a lot of numbers of people who live in Streetsboro, and I just remember everybody by what they drive. And I will see them in traffic, and I will just do a real quick talk to text. I'll be like, do you really need to go to Wendy's? Just to let them know I saw them. And then you made me just realize this morning before the show that how maybe crazy and voyeuristic that might really be. Because I got a buddy, Brad.
Well, you have an awareness of your surroundings.
I got a buddy, Brad. I see him all the time. He never sees me. I got a buddy, Jerry, the same thing. And I'll just go, oh, pulling in to get some groceries, are you? Like, it's just, I do it constantly.
Neighborhood watch? What are you
doing? No, I see them in traffic on like 14. And
stopping at the bank, are we?
just as weird as I possibly
can be. They've got to feel like you let on to how busy you are, but it sounds like you're really just driving around meandering.
I'm not
with no purpose. Just doing the neighborhood watch on everybody.
It's not busy.
You wear your guardian's beret.
Well, I'm a guardian of traffic over there with Streetsboro. No, I got to be physically in a lot of places, so I am moving a lot during the day. And because I'm in traffic a lot during the day, I happen to see a lot of people during the day. And I just think it's kind of fun to go, hey, I see you. No, in fact, I don't see you in traffic. I see you in traffic. And then I go, well, Mike, you kind of made me wonder.
Are they responding to this?
Yeah.
Do they ever send you comparable texts?
Yeah.
Do you respond to those?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're two-way streeting it.
Sometimes they don't. Am I weirding people out?
Yeah, you might be.
Not everybody. I think some people think it's fun. It's a fun gag.
Creep Carmen in his Ram.
Yeah, we happen to be out at the same time. That's fun.
I had to go to Orange last night, and I was leaving, and my buddy he does home improvement, and he had a sign out in front of a house, and I said, hey, nice job over there in Pepper Pike. And I got a, okay. And I was like, all right. And this just happens on the same day that you saw a local home and garden magnet.
Yeah, but you know what you learn? You learn who it's fun to be whimsical with, who it's fun to engage with that kind of back and forth. And then other people, they don't seem to be as... You know, it's so funny. That happened with me with somebody, a small business owner in Cleveland.
I like to be whimsical.
And I saw his vehicle right next to a superstar athlete. And I said, hey, that's pretty cool with their word wrapping and everything. And he's like, LOL. That was it. And I'm like, oh, he didn't think that was as interesting as I did. And that was it. That was the end of that conversation. It was no reason to continue going back and forth.
I just like being folksy. I don't want to... Fine, I'll stop texting people and creeping them out. I didn't think I'd do that.
I think some people...
You're not going to text this guy, Lima, go, just drove through a town where you own a building.
Was I...
I do that with the Haslams every time I go by Brook Park now. JW. Oh, when's the construction starting?
Just saw 176 acres. LOL.
I saw someone pulling a front loader. Is that headed over?
Are we beginning? Are we cutting the tape?
I still live near you guys.
Oh, that's the funny thing, Kenny. Come to think of it, there is going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony.
I want to be in a ribbon cutting.
We all want to be in it. The question is, these politicians that have been dead set against it, that will eventually have to work with them.
Yeah, he is the county commissioner. Does he have to wear a hard hat?
All of a sudden, will he be there?
Executive.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The county executive. I would get him like an oversized pair of scissors.
Can we buy the scissors?
A comical pair of scissors.
They have to be so
big. Like the scissors in Big Lebowski when he's getting chased down. Like those are the size of scissors. Like it can't just be honey, Bruce the Barber.
Like if the scissors in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, nice.
If the miniature kids were using the actual scissors left around
him,
the house.
I would stand with my arms folded on the side and when they cut it, walk over, begrudgingly cut it, and then just storm off.
If he didn't want to cut the ribbon, I will cut the ribbon for him. If he's one of the ribbon cutters
or proxy.
One of the people, can I get one of the gold shovels and the hard hat
those
and
are
do
fun.
That?
And it's 42 dudes stick. Oh, yep. There's always some females too because they got to make it equitable. So they stick the shovel. Well, they do for the it's for the
I don't
picture.
Know if this works.
Reckless speculation.
For the picture.
I'm going to distance myself from that.
Because
comment.
Women can wear hard hats too. So they stick the shovels in the ground.
Go ahead and do that one more.
Reckless
time.
Speculation.
And there's always, right on by there.
There's always can you tell I've covered a bunch of these? And there's always one guy who's comically late on the shovel. It's like, guys, we practiced this. It was going to be on three. Kind of like when we do our tandem tweets.
I went to one groundbreaking.
Hey.
I've been to two groundbreakings, and I could immediately tell who's actually held a shovel in their life.
Yes.
We did a groundbreaking at City Hall in Streetsboro, and I'm like, the mayor has held a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people here who have not held shovels. And they were grown men. Some of the men have never
Sad.
Held shovels.
Sad what's happened to this country.
I've known of a guy who built a whole building but didn't even do the drywall.
Then I texted them as they were leaving the parking lot going, I saw it and how you're holding the shovel. You never held a shovel. You got soft hands, brother.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.